The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went, making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, they will then stand outside, knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to them in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And then there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And the people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and from the south, and they will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. So on April 9th, 2006, my wife and I were preparing to celebrate our 26th wedding anniversary. I got home from work and my son and my wife weren't there, which wasn't unusual. So I decided to do what any good person would do and laid down to take a nap. And when I woke up, they still weren't there. I'm looking at my watch going, "This is getting kind of late for dinner. I'm not sure where they are." And I got a call from my wife, and she said she and my son were in the emergency room. And I said, "Were you in an accident? What happened?" And my son at that time was diagnosed with diabetes. Normal diabetic number around 130. His was over 600. So needless to say, we had our work cut out for us. Worked on getting his blood sugars down, and things were looking pretty good. So come November, he wasn't all himself yet, but he said, "You know, what would really get me up and moving is a Wii." Now, for those of you who don't remember, this was the new Nintendo gadget, came out in 2006. You could use the controllers and you had to move around, and that's how the whole system worked. But there were going to be limited quantities available throughout Southern California. I am not a big fan of Black Friday. I do not believe in standing in a long line to pay $5 for something which would cost $30. But that being said, my son wanted a Wii. I'm going to go stand in line. So I stood in line and I waited and I waited, and people came and people went, and I talked to the young man behind me. He was very excited, hoping he would get a Wii. And about 6 o'clock in the morning, they came by and they started counting people. They went 98, 99, they got to me and they said 100. Well, it was said that every store had 100 in stock. So everybody in line knew that I was number 100. The people in front of me were thrilled. The people behind me weren't too happy. So the young man who I'd been talking with all night decided, "Well, I'm not going to get a Wii." So he called his mom and he went home. The store had miscounted. There were actually 104. So the four people behind me who stayed got a Wii that weren't expecting it. If we think back, if you attended Mass on Wednesday or you read the Gospel, you remember hearing the first shall be last and the last shall be first. But that being said, everybody got to go. In today's gospel, we hear some of the last will be first, and some of the first will be last, but not everybody. It is not easy to be a Catholic. And I'm not sure if it's harder now than it was when I was in high school. I looked up some numbers today, and yes, there are more Catholics in the Catholic Church now than there were when I was in high school. But that being said, in the 70s, 3.5 million Catholics left the church in the United States. In 2018, 26.1 million people left the church. Is it harder today to be a Catholic than it was? Do we think that, well, they only have 100 Wiis in stock, I'm number 104, I guess I'm not going to get one, might as well go? Are we looking at the church going, I don't have the same respect for the clergy that I did in the 70s? Maybe it's because of the abuse, I don't know. We're looking at the people today entering through the narrow gate. Some of us will make it, some of us may not. But that being said, being a Catholic today is not a sprint, it's a marathon. It's something we work at every moment of every day. It really doesn't matter whether we get our Wii or not. What we're striving to do is we're striving to enter through the narrow gate, and we're doing our best. And we won't know how well we did until we get up there and we see God, and God looks at us and God goes, come on in, and oh, by the way, there's your Wii. So as you go through the week, the month, the year, your life, look at what you can do to ensure that you're entering through the narrow gate and all those things that it entails. Going to Mass, going to confession, helping others. Because we don't know. We don't know how many Wiis there are. There might be some for you. There might be some for you. There might be Wiis for all of us. Will we all enter through the narrow gate? That is for us and for our Lord to decide.